are now being transferred to broadcast. To end, hang up.
Okay, good morning. This is Rabbi David Eisenberg. It is Yud Dalet Tammuz Tov Shin Pei, and today we're going to be discussing saying Hagoymel on having had coronavirus. Okay, so this is today's topic. Good morning, all. Hopefully, this is the last time that we're meeting up like this on the computer. As I understand it, starting next week, Imretz Hashem, we'll be back in MH Hall. That, to me, is a reason to really celebrate. I really appreciate the fact that, on the one hand, there's that many people that are willing to come out. There's 21 people here now listening on Zoom, plus everybody else who's listening on Kol HaLashon. But I do look forward to being able to speak to you in person. It's much, much better to be able to see people, to interact with people, to actually get the questions directly from people. I find that much more exciting. Just yesterday, I spoke in the SEM for the first time in 4 months. And I must tell you, it's strange how you start to realize and start to appreciate things. Just being able to speak to people, just being able to stand up and not talking to my computer in my dining room, but rather standing in a room and speaking to live faces is something to appreciate. And what we're going to discuss today is the appreciation that we need to have for all sorts of things. And when it comes to that, we have Hagoymel. Hagoymel is a special bracha, hoidos yochid, as it's known in the halacha, the bracha that you make as a sort of thank you that you give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for something private that has happened to you. And officially, the Gemara says, is in the Gemara in Brachas on Daf Nun Dalet, Abar Tzuchim Mahoidos. There are four people that need to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for things that have happened to them. Number one, Yoreh Haya, somebody who's been on a boat and traveled on a boat journey, needs to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for that. Kesha Olam Imeno, when he comes out on the other side. I think we spoke about flying in Hagoymel at one point many years ago. The Hoychemid Barriers, people who go through the desert, traveling through a very dangerous place. Kesha Gili Yishuv, when you make it back to somewhere where it's safe, you make a Baruch Hagoymel. Umisha Yochoylev in Yisrap, if somebody was ill and became healthy, that's number three. And somebody who was in jail, and he came out. Again, there's a discussion what sort of jail. In nowadays jails, are they included or not? Are they as dangerous? Is he only in for having done something big? Or is it even if he's in for money? All that is to be discussed. And I think I don't think we'll ever get into that. I don't really want to be giving a shiur about jailbirds. But the question here is, there are four things that we say, v'simonach, what's the simon for those things? V'chol ha-chayim yoyducha selo, all the people that are alive will thank you forever. Chayim is Roshi Tevas. Chavush, somebody who's in jail. Yisurim, somebody who's ill. Yom, somebody who's on the sea. And Midbar, somebody who's been in the desert. That's what the Gemara says. That's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, Simon Reish Yutes, Seif Aleph. However, there doesn't seem to be any definition here of choyle. It says mi shahaya choyle venisrape. So what does that mean? If I had a cold and I wake up in the morning after the cold and the cold has gone away, do I now need to say hagoybo? I had the flu and 3 days later I've been in bed for 3 days with a hot water bottle. I'm not feeling well. Man flu, whatever you want to call it. I feel better now. Now I need to go ahead and I need to make a bracha of hagoymel. Or does it have to be, you know, never somebody had a heart attack. And only when he had a heart attack, his mama, she was on the brink of dying and Baruch Hashem, he came back. Then he goes ahead and then he makes a bracha of hagoymel. Somebody who had a cold, what's he making hagoymel for? So there doesn't seem to be a clear definition in the Gemara. So the question is, what is this illness? So we have a machloikis between the Ramban and between Tosfos. Ramban says the following. Nachmanides says, you might say that there are illnesses that aren't dangerous. And the truth is, I've recently learned with my chavrusa, one of my chavrusas, I learned Simen Shin Chof Ches, that's the halachas of an ill person on Shabbos, what you can do for a person who's ill on Shabbos, what you cannot do for a person who's ill on Shabbos. And over there, I found a few times brought in the poskim, a few times it's brought in the different commentators, that we change around halacha. So that even though in Shulchan Aruch it says that if there's something wrong with your eyes, you always are mechala Shabbos for it. Nowadays, if there's something wrong with the eyes, not necessarily will you be mechala Shabbos for it. Because there are opticians, and you can go to an optician and show him what you have, and they can tell you, listen, this is not something so dangerous. You got conjunctivitis. I remember when I was in the Eretz Yisrael for the 3 weeks or something like that. I was there. It's very early on that I was in Eretz Yisrael when I came to Eretz Yisrael after I'd learned in America. And I woke up Shabbos morning and I couldn't open up my eye. I just couldn't open it. I was really, really worried and really scared. And somebody took me at the time in Beit Megan. There was a very nice Charedish doctor called Dr. Osher. He used to go to him. He had a big talus girdle on top of his shirt. And he went, he had one quick look. He goes, it's just conjunctivitis. You just have pink eye. Don't worry about it. So things have changed. But the Ramban says a very important thing. And that's the following. When you are ill, so then there is a midas hadin against you. There is a certain amount of negativity in Shemayim against you, and the attribute of judgment, the midas hadin, could go and could cause some kinds of issues. And therefore, no matter what it is that you have, whether it is something very simple or whether it is something very, very dangerous, either way, Ramban is of the opinion that you will always make hagoimel, because being ill is intrinsically dangerous, even for things that nowadays aren't dangerous anymore. And the truth is, we have heard people that have never had very simple things, and they flared up, and they have become dangerous. And somebody say, oh, you had a cold. And then what happened? I don't know what happened, but somehow somebody ended up in hospital, and they have to do CPR, and who knows what. So it has happened. So you say, it's just because it doesn't happen frequently, it doesn't mean that having something simple isn't a time of danger. The midas hadin, the attribute of judgment, is riling up against you, and therefore it's considered dangerous. You make hagoyim. That's what the Ramban says. Tosfos disagrees. Tosfos says, no, that's not what it means. Of course, if you have a simple cold and you spend 2 days in bed and you come out of bed, you're not going to go into shul and you can make hagoyim. Oh, wow, what did you have? You just said hagoyim. Oh, I had a cold. I felt my nose was a bit stuffed up last night, and for 2 days I couldn't breathe properly. I've come here and I've said hagoyim. Well, you said hagoyim for a cold? That's not dangerous. Why are you saying hagoyim for a cold? That's nothing to say hagoyim for. Somebody had a heart attack. Somebody had a face, something really serious. That you say hagoyim for. So Tosfos says, only a makas chalal, only something that is seriously dangerous. If it's dangerous, you came out on the other side okay, unscathed, Baruch Hashem, you make a goyim on such a thing. Whereas something simple, such as a cold, a cough, something like that, even flu, that's not really dangerous. So in the opinion of Tosfos, you do not make a goyim on that. What do we hold lehalacha? So the halacha, it's brought over here in Shulchan Aruch, Siman Reish Yutes, Seif Ches, says the following, B'chol choyli tzach levarach. The Shulchan Aruch says, in all instances, you have to make a bracha, even if it's not a choyle of sakona, not an inner thing, elo kol she'ola lemita, anything where you had to go into bed because you were that ill, v'yared, and then you came out of bed, m'nei sh'doy mekim she'alu v'garden, because it's similar that you've been brought up to a place where you're being judged, and therefore you have to go ahead and you have to say Berchas Hagoyma. That is the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah says, V'yesh Aymim, some say, De'enim b'barach rak al-choyin sheish v'sakona. This is what the Ashkenazim do. The Ashkenazim say, you don't make a bracha unless it's something serious, something where it's a sakona, where there was a danger. K'goy machak shel halal, an inner makkah, something internal that would be dangerous. And that's what we paskin, v'chein na'agim, ha'ashkenaz, that is the minigin ashkenaz. So it would seem to be a machlokas between the Sfaradim and the Ashkenazim, whether or not you would make hagomah for something that wasn't seriously dangerous, something that was only potentially dangerous, or something that might not even be dangerous at all. According to the Sfaradim, you'd make hagomah even on something that's not dangerous at all, whereas according to Ashkenazim, only on something that is dangerous would you make hagomah. The Mishnah Brura adds in over here, V'chein nagin be'ashkenaz in Mishubur Sivkot and Chofchez v'kosam ha'mogen Avram. The Mogen Avram writes the k'tzas nagin k'svas ha'machaber. There are plenty, there are those that do like the machaber, that even things that are not so dangerous. And similarly, the Eliyahu Rabba writes this as well. And then he quotes the Taz, the Chaya Odom, that says as well, anything that you'd be mechalel Shabbos for through a non-Jew, you would have to make a gomel. If it was dangerous enough that I could get a non-Jew to do something for you, that's dangerous enough also to be able to make hagoyimel on it. And the Chaya Odom writes, if you've been in bed for 3 days, that's good enough. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah seems to come out that you would have to say it any time you've been in bed for 3 days and it was something dangerous enough that you would be able to potentially have to call a non-Jewish person to help you out on Shabbos with it. Which therefore would seem, and that's what I thought originally, so let's come back to Corona, okay? There are some people that have had Corona and they've been asymptomatic about it. That means they had a test and found out they had Corona. They didn't even know they had Corona. They only found out much, much later when they did the test that, oh, gosh, I had Corona. When did I have it? I've heard from people, they had it nothing. Or they had maybe an hour where they didn't smell or they didn't taste correctly. Then it went away. And basically, when they took the test, they've already had Corona and they're asymptomatic. So those people, I don't know if we call them lucky for having had it, but they're definitely lucky for the fact that they haven't had any serious symptoms. And in that instance, according to Ashkenazim, certainly you would not make a bracha on having that form of corona. There's no question. That wasn't dangerous. You know, for an hour, you didn't smell properly, you didn't taste properly, you would never have to make a hagoma on such a case. Whereas, chas v'shalom, if a person ends up in hospital or a person ends up on a respirator, that's dangerous. If a person ended up on a respirator for a couple of days or for a week and had to be helped to breathe, chas v'shalom, and then he made it through on the other side, and Baruch Hashem, now he's better, certainly such a person should make hagoma. And even more so, I mean, we have people in shul that were in hospital and were out of things for 14 weeks. Mamash nes that the person is still with us. Of course such a person has to say hagoma. No question. The question becomes sort of the in-between. There are people that I know that had corona, and it mamish knocked them out for 3 days, 5 days, a week, maybe even 10 days. For 10 days, they had no koyach. They were lying in bed. They couldn't move. They lost 2 stone. I spoke to people. They said it was unbelievable how much weight came off while they had corona. They were just in bed without, like comatose almost. Couldn't move anything. But then finally it went, and you got up, and that was it. It was almost like you were very lethargic for a certain amount of time. And once you got past that, you were fine. But it was never dangerous. You never had to go to hospital. Yeah, you were shvach. So what's the halacha there? Would you have to make a bracha of hagamal on that or not? So it would seem from the Mishnah Brura over here in Sitkot and Chavches that you would have to make hagamal. Nevertheless, if you look in the Bi'a halacha seems to disagree with that. Even though the Taz explains, seems to explain the Ramah that if you've been in bed for 3 days, you would have to make hagomel. Nevertheless, if Yalocha comes down and he says you would not have to make hagomel. And last night, I spoke to my friend, my Chavrusa, Rabbi Yisrael Gutentag, from the Federation, who showed me also that the Federation have put out a sign for Corona, and on it it said, anybody who has had Corona seriously has to make a gomel, anybody who's been asymptomatic does not have to make a gomel, and in this middle instance that we just mentioned, people who were ill, but not seriously ill, in that instance, according to Sephardim, you would have to make a gomel, so when you come back to shul, you'd be able to make a gomel. Whereas according to Ashkenazim, you would not make hagomel in that instance. Although I can see a reason that if somebody did feel very strongly that he wanted to make hagomel, that I could see a tzad definitely from the Mishnah Brura and from the other person he brings, the Mogen Avraham, the El Yeraba, the Mogen Gibarim, etc., that you could make hagomel potentially on that as well. So that's the first thing. The question is, if somebody had corona, did they have to say hagomel? There we said there are three levels. Now, the next question is,
what about saying Hagoyim without Hashem Hashem?
Hagoyim without Hashem Hashem, you can say it any time. You can say Hagoyim without Hashem Hashem even if you just had a cold. You want to hold like the Shulchan Aruch and say Hagoyim even if you had a cold. As long as you say Hagoyim without Hashem or Malchus, then that's just a Shmach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Say it any time you want to. The question is to say as a bracha. To say it with Shema Malchus, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, and say it with Hashem's name fully, you're allowed to do it or not. So there already, and halacha, there has to be a reason that says that you are allowed to make hagomel. You can't just decide on your own from now on I'm making hagomel. You have no right to choose that. So there we have rules. Okay, now we get to the next question, which is, how late can someone say Hagoma? Now, we know that a lot of, Baruch Hashem, there have been very, very few cases in the Kehillah after Pesach, if any. Before Pesach, we had a terrible, terrible record. People left, right, and center. Many, many people Nebuch and Nifter. Many people were in hospital. And many, many people that I know had it and were ill for many, many days. However, once Pesach passed by, Baruch Hashem, there have been very few people that have had Hagomah. And it's been from Pesach till now, it's been a good 2.5 months until they've opened up Minyanim. Now, if you say people daven in a garden minyan, fine. Garden minyan is a different discussion. We're not discussing whether you should or shouldn't have daven in a minyan, whether it was legal or was illegal to daven in a minyan. Let us assume now that we have somebody that is not daven in a garden minyan. You have somebody that has not had a minyan. So what is the halacha? Can he say hagomah now? He comes to shul 2.5 months after he's been sick with corona, and he makes hagomah. And people say, why are you making Hagoma? He says, I'm making Hagoma because I have Corona. When? In March. He says, it's July. Where have you been? He says, well, shul was closed. I didn't have a chance to say Hagoma. Yeah, but now it's too late. You've been walking around fine, healthy, and dandy for the last 3 months. It's too late to go ahead and to say Hagoma. What's the halacha? Can you say Hagoma? Is there a limitation in the time of Hagoma or not? Okay? So the Torah writes that there's no limitation. You can say it anytime you want to. Whenever it is, you can say Hagomel, and that's absolutely fine. The Beis Yosef disagrees with it. The Beis Yosef brings the Arches Chaim that quotes the Ramban that says you have to say it within 3 days. Why? Interestingly enough, he says you have to say it within 3 days. The Lashon is because after 3 days, you're not considered Ba Min Haderech. I found this very interesting. We're going to have to get into that question soon. After 3 days, you're not considered somebody who's just showed up. So if you say Shalom Aleichem, you see somebody in the street, you say, oh, Shalom Aleichem, welcome. Yeah, I just landed yesterday. I've come from Eretz Yisrael. I just had somebody send me a message. They just moved here from Vienna. She's now quarantining with her family for the next 2 weeks. So I sent me a message, Shalom Aleichem, we've now come. If you want, you can pick up. Your mother send you something from Vienna. Come pick it up by us. Oh, Shalom Aleichem. In 5 weeks' time, if I meet these people, I won't be able to say Shalom Aleichem. They say, oh, Shalom Aleichem. Where is Shalom Aleichem? I've been here for 2 months. What do you mean, Shalom Aleichem? I've been living here already. You say Shalom Aleichem to somebody who's recently showed up. And therefore, the Beis Yosef says that after 3 days to say that somebody's called Bomin Aderech, after 3 days to say that somebody is still considered that he's just arrived, he's not just arrived anymore. And therefore, somebody who has come from afar and it's going to be more than 3 days until he hears Kriyas HaTorah, there's a discussion whether or not he should try to gather together a minion to say Hagomel before then, or whether he can wait. That's a discussion that's up for there. But that's an achlokes between the Torah and the Beis Yosef, whether you have 3 days or whether you have longer than that. The question is, what about this three-day thing that we just said? Is a three-day thing only a halacha by Bomin Aderech? Meaning, if you just showed up from Eretz Yisrael and people say, Shalom Aleichem to you, Shalom Aleichem, welcome back, you've just come from Eretz Yisrael, so nice to see you. Oh, Givaldi, lovely. But if you say Shalom Aleichem to somebody 3 weeks in, he says, I've been home for 3 weeks already, where have you been? Yeah. Whereas if somebody has come out of jail, if you meet a person a month out of he's come out of jail and you say to the person, oh, Baruch Matar Asurim, Baruch Hashem, you've been able to come out of jail. I'm so happy to see you out of jail. He's not going to say, nah, I've been out of jail for ages, 4 weeks already. I'm a free man. Yeah, the person still feels very much, especially if he's been in jail for an extended period of time. 4 weeks later, he'll feel very much like he'll still feel his freedom. I'm sure if you speak to Rubashkin, it took a long time for him to really take in the fact that he was free. It wasn't a 2 or 3 day after 3 days. Yeah, I'm free. I've always been free. It's not the same thing as coming from Eretz Yisrael. So it could very well be that this, what the Beis Yosef is saying, is only specifically for Bomin Aderech. Somebody who's come from far away, it makes sense to say, you've been here for a while now. Whereas somebody who has gone through a desert, or somebody who's come through a great illness, or somebody who has been in jail, there maybe you could say that it's longer than 3 days as well. So that's a question. I don't know if that's it. Nobody brings a svara. It was just a question. Nobody seems to say that there's a difference. But if the Arches Chaim says the whole reason for 3 days is because after 3 days, you're not considered having a fresh person who's just arrived off the boat, that might not be true for some of the other things. Anyway, the Shulchan Aruch does speak about it. And the Shulchan Aruch says, just finding where we were. Im Icher, this is Sif Vav, Im Icher, if you spent more time than you should have, Yesho Tashlum Levarch Hazman Sheyirtze, you can have as much time as you need necessary, V'nochon Shel Elachash Lashiyomim, it's better to try to do it within 3 days, because within those 3 days, then you'll have to, you know, you're considered Bamin Aderech. But the Shulchan Aruch paskins that if there is more time afterwards, so then, you know, yeah, Shatash Lomim, that's fine. So you can say it later as well. So that would answer that question. So even though the Beis Yosef writes that still we're going to paskin, that's only Lechatchila, the best thing to do is to say Hagomah within 3 days. If there's no minion around to be able to say Hagomah within 3 days, so then you'll have to wait longer. And the Shulchan Aruch doesn't seem to limit that. He says, if you waited longer, yesh le tashlum in the Vachas Man Shiyetze, you can say it anytime you want to. So the bottom line is, if you wanted to, you could say it later also. So you say, what, the guy's been healthy now for 2.5 months, 3 months? Doesn't matter. If he wants to say Hagomah, he's allowed to say Hagomah. The question is, just should he have said it at home without a minion, or should he have said it with a minion? That's the question. That's the last question I want to deal with today. What should he have done? Should he have waited and said, I'm going to wait till I get back to shul. I know it's March time, and I'm not having any minyanim, and I'm not going to any gan minyan or anything, and the earliest time I'm going to be able to go back to shul is mid-July. Okay? So I'll say Hagomah mid-July. It's right for me to wait till mid-July to say Hagomah. Or do we say, no, it's not right for you to wait till mid-July to say Hagomah. You say Hagomah as soon as you can. What are you waiting 3.5 months to say Hagomah for? It doesn't make sense. Now you get up and say, Hagomah for what? For something that happened in March? It's too late. So, first of all, should you have said it at home without a minion? So why do you need a minion? So the Gemara says, Tzarech la'oiduya be'ampe asara. The Gemara says you have to say Hagomel in front of 10 people. Why? Because in the Tehillim, that the Nusach Svar, they say it on Erev Shabbos, where we get some of the basis of Hagomel from, it says, V'roimemu b'ka'al'om. They will praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a congregation of people, i.e., there'll be many people, and you will say Hagomel, and you will praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu in front of many people. So therefore, that seems to say that you need to have a minion to say Hagomel. Now, there's another tzad, actually, that the Gemara says, you might even need to have two Rabbonim as part of that, another two Rabbonim. As it says, Uba Moshav Zekenim Yaladu. And amongst Zekenim, amongst people, Zekenim, in this case, it doesn't mean elderly, but it means Zeshekon HaChokhma, people that have acquired wisdom, you should praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So how do we hold? So the Gemara says, Teku. So there's a question in the Rishonim whether you need to have someone Machmeh, and they say you need to have 10 people plus two Rabbonim in order to be able to say Hagoyim. That's what the Torah holds. The Rambam holds, no, it's a Sofik Dirabbanon, so you need only 10 people, but you don't need to have Rabbon. What about saying without 10? Are you allowed to say Hagomah without 10? Does it have to be with a minion? So the Turk says, yes, you can say without a minion. If you want to say without a minion, say without a minion. The Beis Yosef disagrees with the Torah and says, no. The Lashon in the Gemara is, Tzarech lo'idua be'ampi asara. You have to say a hoidah in front of 10 people. You have to say means, it's not a choice, it's not an option. You must say it in front of 10 people. So what do we hold? The Shulchan Aruch writes in Simen Reish Yutes Gimel, again in the Halachas over here, Hagloimel, Tzarech levach bracha zu b'pnei asara. You have to say this program in front of 10 people, try me now, Rabbanon, and two of them should be Rabbanon, as it says, v'imroi m'mu b'chalam, v'moshe v'zikein v'alulu. And what if you live in a place that has no Rabbanon? Okay, then you should still make the bracha because you have the Rambam that says you don't need to have it. The minig is to make the bracha after Kriyas HaTorah, because you'll always have 10 people when you learn the Torah. What happens if you made the bracha with less than 10 people? Yes, so there are those that say that you're yotze with that. The yes, and those that say you're not yotze with that. It's best to make a bracha in front of 10 people without saying Shema Malchus afterwards, because there's a question whether you were yotze or not. So therefore, lechatchila, of course, you should not make a bracha with less than 30 people. However, we quote over here, there's a Mishnah Berurah that says, says that it's a mitzvah to have 10 if you can. In what happens if you know that you're not going to have 10 for a while? In the case of Corona, then you make a bracha without 10 people because there's no 10 people around. So what am I waiting for ages and ages to get a minion? It could be 3 months till you have a minion. That writes, the Yamtim at Shloshim Yom, you should wait 30 days, maybe you'll have 10 people, to make the mitzvah. So therefore, if somebody had Corona in March. And he knew that for at least a month, 2 months' time, there's not going to be any minyanim, no organized services whatsoever. So that person should make hagoymel without a minyan, because better not to wait 30 days. And you can rely on the opinions that say that you don't need to have a minyan, and you make the bracha. If you're unsure, wait the 30 days. If you see towards the end of the 30 days, it's dragging on, it's going to be another at least 2-3 weeks where you're not going to have a minyan, then make a bracha now without a minyan, and then later on when you come back to shul, you can make, if you feel like you really want to make another bracha in front of 10 people, you make a bracha without Shem Malchus, without mentioning Hashem's name. You'd make the bracha of Hagoymel, and this way you'd still be yotze your chiyuv of making Hagoymel in front of the tzibur. So again, to summarize, because we've run out of time, number one, in Corona, if somebody was asymptomatic, he makes no bracha. If somebody was in hospital on a respirator, he would make a bracha. And if he was quite unwell, but it wasn't dangerous, according to Sfadim, you make a bracha. According to Ashkenazim, you would not make a bracha. You can say the bracha of Hagoymel as late as you want to. However, if you knew what was happening already in March and you knew there wasn't going to be a minyan, best would have been to say the bracha without a minyan within the first 30 days. If you didn't do that, you can still say the bracha now with Shema Malchus. If you said it already then without a minyan within the first 30 days, now when you get back to shul, you can nevertheless say the bracha v'agaymel, and you should say the bracha v'agaymel just to make up for it. But you should say it without Shema Malchus, without mentioning HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name.